Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Why do we keep New Year's Eve on December 31? Why do we keep New Year's on January 1? And why do we do the customs and traditions which we are doing during that time? Have you ever wondered whether a true Christian should participate in them? Have you ever wondered where all of that comes from? Several years ago, a very popular German magazine, PM, wrote an article about the origins of New Year's. I'm giving you a sample copy here of this magazine, the way it looks. And it's, as I said, very popular. And let me read to you what they had to say about the origins of New Year's Eve and New Year's. It says, between Christmas and January 6, the ghosts became active. When winter storms howled around the houses of the Germanic tribes, Wotan or Woden, his hunt was present, a frightening train of gods, demons, and ghosts of the dead. These ghosts were driven away with big fires and cracks of whips. The ancients placed sacrificial offerings and gifts for the demons in front of their doors. Christianity could not eradicate those pagan customs. Quite to the contrary. The cracks of whips changed with the intervention and invention of black powder to fireworks. Have you ever wondered why we have fireworks on December 31? Where does it come from? What's the origin? Well, here you got it. Just yesterday, on December 30, the paper The Local published an article on the origins of New Year's Eve and New Year's, and I like to read to you from this very succinct article. It has this to say. Sylvester is a German name for New Year's Eve, owing to the 4th century Pope Sylvester I. Eventually made a saint by the Catholic Church, his feast day is observed on December 31. But despite the holiday's Christian name, many New Year's traditions can be traced back to pagan practices of heathen Germanic tribes which took place at the end of December and beginning of January. Germanic tribes observed 12 Rauhnächte or hairy nights, so called due to the furry forms of the deep winter demons, or Rauchnächte, smoky nights, due to the practice of smoking the spirits out of one's house on January 5. As in many other countries, the article goes on to say, the Germans celebrate Sylvester with fireworks, champagne, and boisterous social gatherings. Making noise is the key. The ruckus of fireworks, firecrackers, drums, whip cracking, and banging kitchen utensils has been driving away evil winter spirits since the days of the Germanic Teutons, or Teutons. Goes on to say, that the Teutons feared that the sun, which they thought of as a wheel that rolled around the earth, was slowing to a stop during the darkest days of winter. That led to the German tradition of doing no work on New Year's Eve. Everything should stand still as on earth. Above all, no one should do any laundry, because the god Wotan, or Woden, another name would be Odin, made his rounds with his army of devils for a wild hunt during Sylvester and would be terribly angry if he got caught in any clotheslines. Now, some might smile at that because they may want to work on New Year's Eve, but what about not working on New Year's Day? It goes on to say that because of the 12 Rauhnächte, now associated with the 12 days of Christmas, if you ever wondered where the 12 days of Christmas come from, so again, because the 12 Rauhnächte were days outside of time, all manner of supernatural events were possible. Spirits of all sorts charged through the night, either embodying the horror of winter or chasing it away. Now, notice this additional comment. The Rauhnächte were also a time when the future of the new year could be divined. Sylvester in Germany, not only in Germany, however, still calls for oracle traditions, which often takes the form of party games. Bleigießen, or lead pouring, is the most popular Sylvester fortune-telling tradition. Partygoers melt small lead forms with a candle in an old spoon and pour them into cold water. the lead hardens into a shape that supposedly bears a certain meaning for the new year. An eagle, for example, indicates career success, while a flower foretells that new friendships will develop. Now again, we might smile at that, but how many of us are looking at horoscopes to find out what the future holds for us? But to get it even closer to home, perhaps notice the following comments. Bibelstechen involves opening the Bible to a random page, closing one's eyes, and pointing to a random verse. The verse should provide some information or advice for the coming year. And how many of us do that, thinking somehow that God will divinely guide us to figure out what our future may hold based on a randomly selected Bible scripture? My friends, we have to ask ourselves the question, why do we do what we're doing? Why are we participating in New Year's Eve celebrations or New Year's celebrations, realizing now that they are coming out of paganism? Why do we keep Christmas, Easter, Halloween, or New Year's? Perhaps we do so because we don't quite understand the origins of those days, none of which are actually mentioned in the Bible. But you see, once we understand that these days are of pagan origin, and quite frankly, of demonic and satanic origin, as the traditions regarding New Year's Eve and New Year's have clearly proven, why would we participate in them? Why not turn our lives around and go the other way? We have prepared a booklet. It's talking about man's holidays and God's holy days. It's absolutely free for the asking. You can ask for a free copy. It goes into the holidays of Christmas, Easter, New Year's, Halloween, and other man-made holidays. And then it also talks about God's holy days, because God has told us that we as Christians are to worship Him in spirit and in the truth, which means we have to obey Him in all He tells us in His Word. And He commands that His people are supposed to keep His holy days holy. We're talking about the seventh day weekly Sabbath, a time from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. But we're also talking about seven annual holy days, which are also called Sabbaths in the Bible. If you keep the weekly Sabbath, you have to also keep the annual Sabbath, because it's one package. They go together. And so God tells us about these holy days, and if you have never heard of them, please ask for this free booklet. Is that in the Bible? Man's holidays and God's holy days. It's an eye-opening booklet for you, and I guarantee you will find a lot of surprises if you have not been familiar with this topic. Please do yourself a favor and read it, and then, of course, practice what you read, what you find proven in the Holy Bible. And once you do, your life will turn around for the better. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.